IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking bold at worth our lives.
Fucking, इसका आंख में कुछ हो गया है तो इसने गॉगल लगाया.
Everything hurts, dude. Everything
hurts. ये रात को सोया नहीं क्योंकि अभी ने खर्राटे बहुत मारे.
बहुत ज़्यादा यार.
और
मैं इसको मार देने वाला था कल रात को तो. Like आर्या पार.
मैं जल्दी उठ रहा है आजकल. मैं अभी जाके आया. मैं तीर्थन बीर्थन. For those of you watching, तीर्थन is a valley, तीरथ रिवर
है. Oh, correct, yeah.
तो the valley is called तीर्थन.
So तीर्थ यात्रा is that only, no?
Is it? No, that's a different यात्रा. No, that's a different. They sound similar, I agree.
Yeah.
So we went there and it was fucking gorgeous, dude. Like the idea was to go and trek on, like, start with chota chota treks and do longer, longer treks. Because, like, for somebody from Bombay to wake up and say, mereko 8 din ka trek karna hai, it's a little impractical.
Very ambitious.
Yeah. Especially, I have like that deviated septum thing, so breathing from nose is very hard.
Yeah.
So when I'm trekking in a very large group, I'm always at the back of the group because I have to keep stopping to breathe. Otherwise, I have to use my mouth and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So I said, day one se shuru karte hain. Abhi hum log ne shuru bhi kiya actually. Like, aisa day one, day two types trek kiya chota chota. Phir do din barish aa gaya. So then, I think also for like with Shubert, like she's so used to doing that, dare I say, middle class style of vacation. Ki main 5 din gaya to mere ko 17 jagah dekhne gaye 5 din mein, to hi vasool hoega wo.
Yeah.
तो माई अप्रोच इज एक ही जगह पकड़ो उधर ही 5 दिन लो एंड एक्चुअली गेट अ हैंग ऑफ अ प्लेस
एज अपोज टू एंजॉय दैट.
या एंड लाइक डूड यू आर इन अ टाइनी विलेज इन द माउंटेंस. लाइक हाउ डू दे लिव, व्हाट आर द थिंग्स दे लाइक टू डू, दीज आर द थिंग्स आई एम मोर इंटरेस्टेड इन लर्निंग एज अपोज टू एनीथिंग एल्स. सो दैट वे शी ऑल्सो काइंड ऑफ गॉट दैट एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ लाइक ओ दिस इज वॉट यू मेंट. कि लाइक यू नो बस एक जगह पे वी मेट सम पीपल हु आर देयर हु हैव मूव्ड देयर रिसेंटली. टॉकिंग टू देम अबाउट, आई मेट दिस वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग गाय कॉल्ड करण. शाउट आउट टू करण. आई डोंट थिंक यू विल हियर दिस बट शाउट आउट करण. व्हाट अ ग्रेट गाय. ही वर्कड इन कॉर्पोरेट फॉर 20 इयर्स एंड देन वन डे ही वाज जस्ट लाइक इनफ लाइक. सो ही लेफ्ट एंड फॉर 3 इयर्स और समथिंग ही जस्ट ट्रैवल्ड द वर्ल्ड. At one point, he took his gaadi, uska Ford EcoSport hai, which is the perfect car for all kind of this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Aur wo nikal gaya, dude, tent leke. To do mahine wo aise hi raha. Wo aisa ek kahin pe gaadi se hammock aur ped se hammock baan ke so ja raha hai, kahin pe tent laga ke so ja raha hai. And then after all this traveling, you know, he's like finally settled and he's like, okay, chalo now, ek ghar Tirthan mein banayega, ek ghar Goa mein banayega. So summer house, winter house,
nice.
You know, and he's living his life, dude. And I was so amazed, like inspired by meeting this guy. So made nice friends, went fly fishing. If you've ever tried fly fishing, try it. If you are worried that I don't want to catch and kill a fish, you don't have to kill it. You just release it. That's the whole point of fly fishing. You're not allowed to catch the fish. And secondly, you suck so much, you won't catch any, you know. So instead,
does the fish fly at you?
No, there's a small thing that they make, a hook that they make. I'll put a photo on the Telegram group. And it's beautiful the way they make it also. But it's like a small thing. And it's called fly fishing because I guess it's kind of like, it looks like a fly or something, or it flies across or some shit. But just the activity of doing something for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And right nowadays, it's like whenever you watch something, there's a mobile, there's something, some second activity that like, abhi apan baat kar rahe par ye bhi padhne.
Yeah.
Par wo fly fishing mein tum kuch nahi kar sakte. Tumhara dono haath, pair, dimag, sab ek hi cheez mein involved hai. So much fun. I actually hooked a fish.
Yeah.
But I could not fight it.
Matlab, it was taking you away and you were like...
No, it finds ways to get itself out of... Like, of course, then the fisherman said something very interesting to me, the guide. He said, for you, it's like an afternoon. But for the fish, it's life or death.
Yeah.
Right? So, obviously, he's going to fight with that seriousness. So, when you do hook a fish, you also have to have that seriousness of being able to reel it in.
Yeah. I was in a Tom and Jerry cartoon where like he throws the line and then like it's like too much power, so he starts beating it with a club and the dog comes out.
Yeah.
And then there's a little dimcho on it.
And then he puts... और वो भी होता है ना जिसमें वो दिखाता है ना ऐसा वो पीछे की और वो पीछे अटक जाता है. वो होता है. वो बहुत होता है डूड. पेड़ पौधे पत्थर इंसान में अटक सकता है. यू हैव टू बी वेरी केयरफुल ऑफ दैट
उसके चेहरे पे
एवरी टाइम. सो शुभ ऑल्सो ट्राइड अ लिटिल बिट. आई ऑल्सो ट्राइड अ लिटिल बिट. आई थिंक इट्स ऑल्सो अ हाइट थिंग. Like when you're a taller, it's a little easier to do those motions. So I was having a slightly easier time than her. उसका है ना वो पीछे लेके वो दो वो हुक वो खो गया वो जुड़ गया वो. सो लाइक उधर ही 500 रुपए का फटका तो पड़ गया.
Parts of the world they're like a delicacy and it's nice. Yeah. Some parts of the world they're like cheese.
Yeah, kachra fish.
Kachra fish. अच्छी. तो लोग पकड़ के उसको छोड़ दे वापस.
Actually, बहुत लोग का लोग को ये पता नहीं है, but ज़्यादातर जो trout के species है और जो fresh water, especially river fish होते हैं, they do not stop growing.
Yeah.
Forever, they keep growing the longer they live. So if you look at historical records of older trout catching and all, the trouts used to be way bigger. The average size of trout used to be way bigger because they had been around for so long, and now people were coming to pick them.
Yeah.
But now it's like if you go to Himachal and you eat a trout, they're never like beyond a certain size. क्योंकि उसके जैसे ही वो within catchable permissible limit आता है, लोग उसे ले लेते हैं, कोई छोड़ता नहीं है उसको.
I've never caught fish, but I've caught crustaceans a lot. Like in certain beaches in Mangalore, like you just walk on the beach and Mulki, for example, yeah. is a place where like you'll see bubbles. तुम हाथ डालने का, हाथ डालने का कुछ कुछ निकलेगा उसमें से.
Crab या कुछ निकलता है.
So mostly it's like a lot of tisria, which is shells. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck. My mom made tisria recently, and she like I remembered you. I'm like, but like I was not in town. I was in Gujarat.
She remembered me.
Yeah, no.
I love them more than you.
The spoke at home after this we can go and have. It's amazing.
I've done that other fishing that they do in Mumbai. If you've seen at Marine Drive, वो एक अंकल एक रस्सी का गुच्छा लेके पकड़ते हैं. वो मैं किया एक बार. उसमें मैं पकड़ा भी एक बार एक मच्छी.
Yeah.
पर वो खाने लायक तो नहीं था वो.
नहीं नहीं, it's crazy.
Have you ever seen a bombil like fresh out of the water?
Yeah.
They look so creepy.
They look like a blob of nothing.
Yeah, they look fucking creepy as fish, dude. Like, I felt, after that, I've not eaten as much bombil in my life.
It's a fucking deformed little, like, Bombay
Some
specific.
Some hybrid shit.
Yeah, Arabian yeah. specific fucking machi. Aur kya milta nahi duniya mein kidhar bhi. Logo concept samajhta nahi Bombay duck ka.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain, like, I had never eaten duck until I went to Australia because it was like a pecking duck where they like hang it by the neck and
then they
keep pouring it till it becomes like.
Oh, dude, it's crispy and all.
Must have khaya. मतलब उसके बाद गंदा diarrhea भी हुआ because like it was like my body is not used to that kind of meat altogether. It's like a whole new ecosystem to fucking then digest. Like same thing when I went to Imphal and I had fucking a river fish and like an octopus. It was delicious. Like but उसके बाद I suffered for 3 months.
Right.
Just like मेरा पेट का biome कुछ handle कर ही नहीं पाता अभी.
मैं ये खाया था उधर मैं Australia में crocodile खाया. क्रोकोडाइल वो काफी स्कैम लगा मेरे को क्योंकि वो बोला क्रोकोडाइल पर टेस्ट भी सब चिकन एकदम बेंच हो
दे कुड टेल यू एनीथिंग
चिकन ही होता है वो. हाँ सेम एकदम.
अच्छा अभी आल्सो लाइक या
आपने खाया ना. हाँ वो सेम होता है वो. मैं वो और क्या जानवर खाया मैं तो एक मैं बर्थडे के दिन पे बहुत जानवर खाया था उधर. मेरा बर्थडे के दिन पे हम लोग लैंड किया था. मैं बोला मेरे नाम पे 5 जानवर का बलि चढ़ना चाहिए आज. तो मैं 5 अलग अलग जानवर खाया था.
लाइक किस्ती वुमन की मां की छुट. आई वांट टू व्हाटएवर ही कंसर्व्ड आई वांट टू फकिंग फाइंड इट एंड किल इट.
आई एट बीफ. आई एट लैम. आई एट चिकन.
यू वर लाइक इट्स अ क्रोकोडाइल आई वांट गो ईट इट.
क्रैकी माइट
क्रैकी.
देन आई हैड अ फिश. And then I had, what else did I have? I had prawns. So like I total, I think 5 different things were killed for me.
Nice.
I was very proud of myself. मेरे लगा मैं देवी हूँ. Another fun thing about Himachal, one of the reasons, like, and I think we've spoken about this on the show also before, like one of the reasons why people take such good care of, they used to take good care of the environment there is because वहाँ पे ना हर गांव में देवा या देवी देव देवी रहता है. And the mouthpiece of the Dev or the Devi is the Pujari. So Dev ne jo bola, wahi hota hai. You know what I mean? And it's a very caste-based, very this thing society there. Like, main udhar school tha, hum log chal ke ja rahe the. To school mein hamesha, like, jagah bahut hai, par do line mein bachche baith rahe hai. And I kept trying to figure out why. And then the owner of the place where we were staying, he told me, and he said, ki ye caste wala hai ye. Ye caste ke business pe bachcho ko bithate. To wo bolta hai ki agar bachpan se hi ye tum log bachche log ke dimag mein dal diya hai, to wo bada hoke wo chudiya hi rahega na, wahi sab follow karta rahega na.
Bad mein usko man karega pyar karne ke liye, inter caste.
हम लोग इधर भी गए. नाइस बर्थडे विश. हाँ थैंक यू मैन. आई एग्री विथ यू रामनाथ. इट रामनाथ रामनाथ. फिर हम लोग है ना गांव के बार में गए. गांव के पास एक बार था. हाँ बेसिकली क्या था, एक पेड़ था उसके अंदर हॉलोड आउट था थोड़ा, तो वहां पे सारी बाटली दारू की खाली पड़ी थी. दैट वॉज वेयर ऑल द विलेजर्स कम टू ड्रिंक इन द इवनिंग. तो हम लोग उधर बैठ के सैंडविच खाए मस्त. और फिर हम लोग गए नीचे नीचे जैसे तैसे करके. हमारे साथ साथ एक बच्चों का ग्रुप था, अराउंड 25-30 कॉलेज किड्स, मोस्ट ऑफ देम गुजराती. And we were walking and we were ahead of them initially and then they overtook us at some point because we were going aram aram se. And itna ganda bachcha log, matlab हम जा रहे, मेरे को तो ऐसा एक पैकेट भी, तुम समझ ना, मुंबई में एक पैकेट दिखे ना, कैसा मेरे को ये समझ में आ गया, मुंबई में क्या सब कंक्रीट है, कंक्रीट पे लाल पीला नीला पैकेट दिखा तो लगता है वाओ कलर, पर उधर नेचर है और वो कलरफुल है, अभी उसके अंदर तुम्हारा लाल पीला पैकेट इज लाइक अ आईसोर ऑफ एपिक प्रोपोर्शंस. एंड दीस फकर्स डूड, दे वर सो डर्टी थ्रू आउट द वे, बैंच क्लोरमिंट खा के फेंक रहा है जमीन पे, ये कर रहा है वो कर रहा है. And the professors also don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? And only the lead guide, like the main guide that they had, that was the only guy who gave a fuck. So we went to the village, the kids kept going to the waterfall. We reached the waterfall, the kids were at the waterfall. Then there was some fucking kid, अरे आप आकाश हो, मैं बोला हाँ. तो दूसरा ये कौन है चुतिया, ऐसा करके सब वो लोग के बीच में conversation चल रहा है. The other kids bullied the one kid who recognized me into not taking a photo with me.
Good enough, fuck him.
Fuck him, yeah. Then I went down, and as I was going down, the guide was the only one left, the last one to leave the waterfall. And in 5 minutes, the guide and I had such a blast because he immediately recognized this is a person who cares about the natural beauty of this place. So he walked up to me without any provocation, no signal from my end, just walked up to me and says, "Apne ye wala bird dekha, ye wala bird dekha, ye wala bird dekha." I'm like, "Maine birds dekhe, mujhe naam nahi pata hai." And he's fucking got so happy. मोबाइल निकाला, पूरा शीट था उसके पास, फिर बोला देख ये वाला बड़ी है, ये वाला बड़ी है, ये तो देखा ही होगा. मैं बोला ये कौन सा, अरे हाँ ये तो देखा ही. वो तो बस रियली स्टार्ट बॉन्डिंग. एंड देन ऑलमोस्ट लाइक यू नो लाइक उसको उधर से ऊपर से कोई चिल्लाए सर सर जाने का है. एंड द गाइस आईज लाइक हिज होल बॉडी ड्रॉ लाइक फक फिर से ये बच्चा लोग मादरचोद. ही जस्ट लाइक गॉट डिप्रेस्ड एंड वेंट बैक अप.
या पुअर बर्ड्स बिल्डिंग अ नेस्ट विद क्लोरमिंट पैकेट बिकॉज़ दिस चूट्स.
But it was quite the I think I highly recommend it. I highly recommend going to a place and living there for 7 days.
There's nothing like more magnificent than a waterfall, I feel like. Every time I go to a waterfall, I'm humbled. It's just like it's a force of nature. The water is flowing.
Yeah.
And like back when we used to like trek and all, my friends and I, we didn't discover it, but it was like a known fact between the adventure junkies that if you just go to this route and then just like take a little bit of a detour, you can find the waterfall, which is like unbridled and nobody comes there. Okay, because we'd been to some waterfalls where like first we reach and then like okay we're having a great time, but like we're actually appreciating like the from the stones to the fucking flora and fauna, the fact that every time the water comes this way it also travels this way. So it's like a full like little spritzer of sorts. But main aage 15 local londe sab daru waru leke, okay, wo bhi aisa daru sa, you know, fucking signature in a bistleri bottle, sa 70-30 ka ratio, aur
bottle udhar hi chhod ke jana hai.
It's just like so fucking chaos come like, just like fuck dude, like they were there for half an hour. Okay, we were there for like, we had camped over there for 4 hours. So we were like, "Hamara khana bhi yahan pe hoga." We have like a whole everything. Everything they ruined. Okay, from our fucking little tent situation to our shoes, everything they shat over. Everything they fucking just ruined. Half an hour they came, went like this fucking turmoil. Okay.
Yeah.
Then like my friends and I were the other ones leading up after them. So we saw gaon mein wapas kachra leke aaya unka. So it's just like that. That a lot of people in big groups, we fucking forget that this fact that you're going to a nature place is to appreciate the fact that there's not that in your gao.
And why literally. वो है ना रीजन, यू आर लिटरली गोइंग बिकॉज इट्स नॉट डर्टी.
Yeah.
And you're like, how can we correct this? Let's fucking do it ourselves.
Like no part of the country, like we travel a lot right now. And like not only do we take planes, but we like trains and automobiles of all sorts. We have like fucking bikes and everything. Nowhere in this country at this point do I know that if you're passing by a fucking highway or a road, there's fucking fruity or like kachra packets on the side, okay? Nowhere anymore.
Yeah.
Like that used to be a little thing, like, you know, Goa mein, for example, certain pockets. No, like it just like collects over time. We've just become that, okay? Like in Goa, I was in Netravali, which is like fucking inside South Goa, like fucking natural forest, okay? वहाँ पर भी कचरा, how does it find its way?
अरे मैं बता, ये 6 किलोमीटर का जो ट्रैक है, okay, वो बहुत कम लोग करते हैं, और जो लोग करते हैं ना, वो लोग सीरियस ट्रैकर रहते हैं, वो लोग पूरा अपना 2 गाइड लेके जाते हैं, जिसमें वो सिलेंडर होता है छोटा, ये वो लोग अंदर जा रहे हैं, 1-2 हफ्ते के लिए अंदर जा रहे हैं वो लोग. तो मतलब यहाँ पे ऐसे लोग आ रहे हैं और यही लोग भी कचरा फेंक के जा रहे हैं. Because in their brain the justification is ये नेशनल पार्क के गेट के बाहर है. So इधर तो फेंक सकते हैं.
वही तो हिमालय से वही हो रहा है ना, कि मतलब कचरा तो है एक तरफ से, ऑल द गार्बेज, एंड देन नाउ द शिट. everybody who goes to the base camps, like there are three base camps when you reach the Himalayas, right?
Yeah.
So first base camp is still like little elevated from the village, so just to get you acclimatized.
Yeah.
Second base camp is when you really fucking start getting feeling like yo fuck abhi nahi karne ja apne ko. And then whoever goes to the third base camp is the one who really reaches the peak ideally. So aap log hug rahe ho, okay? Third base camp pe sab hug rahe saalon se Edmund Hillary ke time se abhi hug rahe ho log, aur wo abhi sara samay mein melt hoke niche aate ho, okay? Gaon walon ke upar. To Guka nadi beh raha hai Himalayas se literally. That's where we are at right now. So that's what, and I think like traveling in general, like even earlier when I met Abhi, like his habit was just this, keep chips packet khaliya fake there.
Oh, I remember very much.
Yeah, and I'm like, why are you doing this? You're going to a different space and different area, respect the people, the culture. Like apne thodi area, apne kuch it's like taken so much for me to like.
ये मेरे घर में हुआ ये हम वाड़ी पे गए थे हम ऐसा couch पे बैठेगा तक्के के नीचे और ऐसा छुपाता था वो
हाँ क्यों it's very like
हाँ वो तो fucking छुपा के रखता है वो कि अगर तुम बैठो तुम्हें दिखे भी ना तो तुम्हारा गांड उस
कटिंग
फ्रॉम अ प्लांट माय डैड मेक्स मी अपोलोजाइज टू इट आई स्टिल डू इट लाइक इन माय हेड आई से सॉरी आई हैव टू कट यू राइट नाउ इवन इफ आई एम जस्ट डूइंग जनरल ट्रिमिंग फॉर द थिंग द रियलाइजेशन दैट इट्स अ थिंग इट्स अ लिविंग बीइंग दैट हैज फकिंग इट्स मोशंस एंड मूड्स एंड लाइफ साइकिल वो नहीं है लाइक अपने लिए सब लाइक डूड रिक्शा वाला इंसान नहीं है ना लोग के लिए वो रिक्शा वाला है Point made.
Bagte riksha wala, baat maji bagte riksha.
I got done with waterfall because two three dekha Andhra Tamil Nadu mein aur full of soap, shampoo, sachet.
Yeah, that's another one thing. Tumko nahane ke liye waterfall kyu aate ho yaar? Ghar pe naha liya karo.
Yeah.
Tum log imagine people like I remember this time like I had gone to one Nasik trek okay, and this was the what is that? Not Kanchenjunga. What is the K2?
Yeah.
K2 in Nasik, right? Like there is a whole fucking Sahyadri mountain ranges covered doing the trek and everything. We have traveled fucking 6 hours inside this Maharashtra village and everything. And then there's a little, like we go to the peak and we come back now. And,
yeah.
And coming down is always more fun because everybody's like, yeah, we did the impossible. Now we're like, whatever. Bishme, there was a little paddock where sort of like, you know, the pathway is like broken by a river, okay? And mini waterfall. Aisa. Patthar yeh hatke, paani yahan pe gir raha hai. Sab photo le raha hai. Usme char paanch log dadar se. Kirish, shampoo kaad aisa. Nahare vaare. It was raining 72 hours the entire weekend, okay? There was no chance for you to not be fucking refreshed. Wo log sa.
Par yaar, ye dusra hai. Wo bhi sa
Pantene Clinic Plus leke aa jate.
Wo paani, especially yahan pe jo Himachal mein aata hai, usually glacial water hota hai. To wo upar se aa raha hai. Wo paani को लोकल लोग उसको जड़ी बूटी वाला पानी बोलते हो
yeah.
वो पानी अमृत है
इट्स प्रिस्टीन या
इट्स ब्यूटीफुल इट्स द क्लीनेस्ट वाटर तो तुझे साबुन क्यों चाहिए भोसड़ी के ना लेना ऐसे ही
ऑल द अल्कलाइन ऑल द फकिंग मिनरल्स सब एवरीथिंग इज इन दैट
या एवरीथिंग इज इन दैट
ओह फक
एंड दे मेक इट अनड्रिंकेबल फॉर एवरीबॉडी लाइक बेसिकली व्हाट दीस पीपल डोंट गेट इसकी वो चूतिया इधर डाल रहा है शैम्पू फिर वो डाउन द वैली जा रहा है डाउन द रिवर वही पानी आ रहा है वापस अंदर
That's what, no, like I told you, when we'd gone to the Himachals and like when we were like living in the camps and tents and everything,
yeah.
That's where the tributary of the river is the freshest. But like, must pani aa raha hai, like we baldi bar bar se dekh rahe ki, matlab, it's not dirty at all.
Yeah.
You know, little small fishes also come in the bucket. Nice. Then we traveled to Harkipauri, which is just like a 2-3 hours journey from there.
Huh.
And wahan pe sab log sab pani khareed rahe, okay? Like this is the Ganges water and they're buying 60-70 rupees ka.
Aur wo kala ekdam.
Ganda sa wahan pe sada hua. It's like it had to come to more humans to just become like a dead body fucking floating little surprise.
This is why this whole fungus is... Did you read the thing? I put it on my...
You
read the thing,
but
right?
What is called the Caldi something else, no?
This is a different... This is the one that causes silver leaf in plants.
Hmm.
So, this is the first case in the world where a plant fungi has infected a human being.
Hmm.
So, cordyceps are not far away.
Yeah, for sure.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So, wo sahi hai na? Like, we are the most numerous thing killing everything else. So, eventually, nature will find a way to kill us.
Kill us only, yeah.
Koi bhi cheez ka population ye nahi rehta hai. Stable nahi ho sakta hai.
Yeah, we like blame bats as much as you want.
Yeah, fucking. Okay, I got ye to ho gaya. Hey guys, if you have any AMAs, you let us know. Baki our stories will continue.
Yeah.
Aur main kya kya mast cheez udhar? Khana to bahut mast hai. Maggi mehanga hi rehta hai mountain mein. Maggi mehanga rehta hai. Uska kuch kar nahi sakte. Isliye nahi khane ka na.
Lekin taste bhi acha rehta hai wahan pe. Lekin
bahut sahi rehta
hai. Flavorful.
Haan. Hum log first day gaye, Shubho ka pet kharab tha. To usko ulti ho gaya tha. To like thoda we had to take it easy first couple of days. Once the stomach got a little more stable, then the
But you went to the Wagah border, no? That was like something you were like really passionate about.
I was very bad. I though cried, dude. So I cried a lot in Amritsar, I'll be honest. Because first though I went to Wagah and I cried because I was like, look at us, we are still a country. You know what I mean? We could have gone down.
Somehow.
Dude, we could have gone down that Pakistan route, you know?
Yeah.
Jinnah died and then Liaquat Ali came to power and how, and then he got fucking assassinated or whatever, and then, you know, I mean, they haven't had a single prime minister that's lived through the entire term.
Yeah.
You know, so it's arrested. A, apne ek do hi hue assassinate, zyada nahi hue. So, hai na, PM to do hi gaye, apne Rajiv aur Indira, right? Only the two. And that's also like, I mean, under extraneous circumstances, there was so much more going on. I was amazed, dude. Like, all these people and literally a sample of India. Okay? Because hum log chal ke jaar, koi Gujarati mein baat kar, koi Bengali mein, koi Odia mein, koi South Indian languages chal rahi hai, sab alag alag bhashaye chal rahi hai. Sare ekdam classically Indian log. Ki bench cho chitak ke hi baithne. Khali hai baaj. Nahi, idhar hi baithne. Tum idhar baitho, idhar kuch rahega. Main idhar hi. There's a kid sitting next to me, okay? Bengali family.
Yeah.
Shubho, me, kid, mom. Hmm. Aur piche uska uninterested baap, jo bas, main idhar tak tumhe le aaya na, bas hai mera. So, this kid, dude, became like, it was, he fell in love with me at some point. Wo pura mere pe let gaya hai.
Yeah.
Kandhe pe haath rakh raha hai. There are four, like, he's, at one point, he found my watch, ki, oh, isme toh kya kya hai? Aur fir haath le liya mera pura.
Yeah.
Button dabara kuch bhi, it took me 3 hours to figure out what all he did. It literally felt like I was the dad.
Kabhi aisa naak pocha tere haath pe. This kid once did it to me in a local train.
Dude, he
got
did,
so comfortable.
Pura aisa chehra na aisa, agar ye mera kandha hai, toh, ye kar raha hai wo. For no reason, dude. Shubha has some photos, I'll put them on the group. But I was very quintessentially Indian. It's sad to see how few people come on Pakistan's side.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine was like, nahi nahi, wo toh wo log Friday ko hi aate. And I was like, bro, par Friday ko hi aate, toh bhi udhar 100 log ka seat hai. Like, idhar 7,000 log baitha hai, dude.
Yeah, it's always like a dick measuring contest. And we win every time.
And no, it's damn funny though, because when you come towards it, the India ka flag is not on the pole. It's only Pakistan ka flag. So it's like, the structure is India ka, par piche flag Pakistan ka hai. So you think ki, oh, ye log ne kaafi kuch bana hai. Phir tum jaake dekho, fuddoo jaisa ek cho. Unke paas mic nahi hai, bro. Mic nahi hai. Kya ho raha hai, bhai? Sab khairiyat hai ki nahi, bhai?
Unke paas mic nahi, unke paas Mikhail hai.
It was damn sad, dude. I was quite, I felt bad for them. But I also realized ki, like, you need to be a lot of shit needs to be sorted for you to go and cheer for this.
Yeah, and happens by hourly thing, no? Like, it's not like one.
No. It's gate opening, gate closing. So morning, evening.
I think we were supposed to get closing then.
And usme bhi apna ekdam Indian cheez. VIP culture udhar bhi bahut strong hai. Best seats to tumhe nahi milni hai. Wo to bhai koi selected koi pehchan pehchan ke through milta hai. Tumhara gaadi bahar park hoga, unka gaadi andar jayega. Ye sab India.
Ek bandi ka kaam basically is to rile you up. Like, you know, come on everybody. Yeah.
Dude, big fan of that guy. If you ever watch this, you are fucking too good. Crowd work max, dude.
Yeah.
Wo aisa
kya rile up karte log.
Dude, par 6000 log ka audience rile up karna is a deal, dude. Like, wo aur ka energy wo aadmi mein for the entire function is something, dude. And from there, the cabbie we had, okay, he had literally a shrine to Sidhu Moosewala in the cab.
Nice.
So Chandigarh to Amritsar, all the way we are listening to Moosewala ka pura discography. And uska hai bhi utna gana ki tum sun pao itne ghante.
Yeah.
Then Amritsar to Tirthan was a 10-hour journey where we heard the discography twice and then moved to a new artist.
One cabbie for the entire...
Yeah, one cabbie for the whole thing. Because we needed the cabbie for all the days in Amritsar.
Makes
because
sense. Because
Wagah pe jaane ke liye alag kharcha ho jata hai varna.
And it's the best thing because then like they're like basically in with you. Like they're on board with
you.
Yeah,
yeah. But this guy was a little disillusioned youth types. Like he didn't speak much. He didn't smile. He just listened to Sidhu Moosewala and drove. And then Golden Temple was great. I feel like I have to go back one day. Just like reach in the morning and do seva in that kitchen. Because there's like, it's a thing, dude. There's like, this is gonna sound like a crazy story, okay? But this is a true story. Once I went to the Kharka Gurudwara, okay? And I was in a bad state of mind. And I went with some friend of mine, jo bola ki chal Gurudwara. I'm like, mere ko nahi jaane ka hai. Like, main dharmik hi nahi hai, main kya karega jaake? Like, are dharm ka kuch hai nahi, tu bas aaja, aise hi aaja.
Yeah.
I went and I sat in a corner while he was doing whatever the thing he was doing. And after a while, he left, dude. And I just kept sitting. Because I just didn't feel like leaving. Because I felt like, okay, if I stay here for another half an hour, maybe there's something, like something is waiting for me if I stay here for half an hour.
Yeah.
And that kept happening again. So 3 hours I was just sitting there. Okay. And I don't know what happened, but I felt so much better leaving the place.
Yeah.
So then, no, And this is, again, it's a crazy story. But like, I had started getting these dreams, okay, where I would be like, I was instructed, like, you have to go there once. You have to come here once. Like, from Golden Temple, like, you have to come here. Like, you have, this is where really the peace.
That's where the dream was.
Yeah, the dream was like telling me that you've come to the right place, but in the wrong place.
Mm.
Like, this, the Gurudwara is the right place for you to go to, but you have to go to the one in the Golden Temple.
Mm.
So then when we went that day, it just like clicked into place. You know what I mean? Like, when you're putting the lens on a camera and that you feel the click and it's fastened, it just felt like that.
Mm.
So, but we didn't get enough time to do everything. It was a 6-hour waiting to see the Guru Granth Sahib, which is a very long waiting, which we could not do in the trip.
Lines
so,
hota rahe,
yeah. Par mereko jaake ek din bas subah subah mein jaake darshan kar lega, fir ek din seva karega. I feel like the one thing that Gurudwaras have gotten right beyond, above and beyond any other religion is the langar.
The humanity of it.
Yeah.
Essentially, every langar is just like, by essence, like, every time there's a calamity, the Sikhs have just been out there serving people food-wise, because the most basic thing. Like,
but I think it's not even, I mean, it's, that's what fascinates me, is it's never, it's not just about times of crisis. It's every day.
It's every day, yeah.
And any religion can come. Every day you can come.
Yeah.
And if you're broke for 3 months, nobody's gonna judge you ki tu 3 mahine se aa raha hai. It's just, you know, and food is like the most core human thing of all things.
Yeah.
You might not be able to give shelter to everybody, but if you can give someone a hot meal that's prepared honestly, so that can change your entire day, dude, or week or whatever. You know?
When we were in Amritsar, like, our cab driver was like, tum log dekh lo, like, Sardars are like a very, you know, like, they're a very, what do you say, proud race of people. So, like, you won't see anybody begging, or you won't see anybody just like, for, like, you've never seen a Sardar begging. I'm like, that's true. I've never seen a Sardar begging in my entire life. And it's like, that's what, so we'll do something. Hum pet maar lenge, hum struggle kar lenge. Lekin it's never been like we've asked for alms, because, like, it comes from the fact that we all have to help each other out.
Yeah.
This is respect. So begging in that regard makes it for ki mere paas hai, tere paas nahi hai. But that dichotomy is not there.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah.
But the highlight of the trip was the Partition Museum. Like, it was, you have to go, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody should, definitely.
And it's also, like, on one hand, it's like the horrible things people can do to each other.
Yeah.
Like, during those fucking partition riots, the photographs of what was fucking,
imagine,
ridiculous.
Like, this is an entire generation now that has learned about Indian-Pakistan partition through fucking Miss Marvel. Like, that's the weird fucking, like, Abhi's friends are all Gen Z's, okay? And, like, a lot of them were like, oh, fuck, it was very tragic, very nicely captured. I'm like, that's perhaps like a white, brown gaze,
and
maybe 1% of the fucking torture, right? Usme bhi superhero element aa raha hai. But the real fucking, like, when bogies of trains arrive with dead bodies just, like, spilling out and blood coming, that's when you really understand the tip of it.
No, and you hear, like, especially in the museum, they have all these audio, you know, spoken history of people telling their own stories.
Yeah, like the Auschwitz Museum also. Yeah.
And dude, like, how, and imagine, like, you've grown up with Muslims all your life, and now all of a sudden it's like enemy.
Yeah.
Be afraid, be away. Friends turning foes, you know, neighbors turning backs. And also the stories of, like, people trying to preserve peace in the middle of that chaos.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like so many, like, kids especially, like, every story I hear, and obviously all those people are now very old when they're telling these stories, but they're all like, we were like fucking 8 years old. At 8 years old, you don't have an idea ki morally kya ho raha hai, aur kaun sahi, kaun galat, aur kya vengeance kya hai, kom ka vengeance kya hota hai, wo kya bachche ko farak padta hai, dude. That kid is like, I used to live next to somebody's house. And then, you know, like, at some point, some Muslim guy found me. And that time, the biggest concern was that if you're a woman and you get found by the opposite religion, they will rape you and they will leave you there to die. And the worst part is your own family won't take you back because you're dishonored.
Dishonored, yeah.
So she's like, what do I do? And this is the story of that lady, dude, ki usko ek bande ne bachaya, usko usi ke doston ke ghar, like, they had Muslim friends, to wo ladki, banda usko bol raha ki, dekho, I am Muslim, but I am telling you, you cannot trust Muslims right now.
Hmm.
And she's like, no, I have grown up with these people, they will not harm me. And wo dar raha tha ki, main leke jaunga, ye log ne usko kaat de, mere ko bhi maar dalenge. Finally, they get to the house. And then the friends couldn't recognize her. Because wo, like, raste mein bhaag rahi hai, wo 3 mahine se yahan se wahan, usko ghar pahunch nahi pa rahi. She had lost so much weight, she had become so miserable looking.
Mm.
And then the Muslim guy is telling her ki, you know, this is like my sister.
Mm.
So you need to save her. Like, you need to get her to some Hindus in India right now.
Yeah.
And her uncle says ki, your sister, my daughter. Boom, like, we got this.
Yeah.
And they hit her, and how the fucking, because they couldn't get word out to the refugee camp also.
Mm.
So fir wo kamwali bhai ko bribe karke wo, and I'm like, this is just to get home.
Yeah.
Like, This is like even the whole story of all the Sindh province mein jo Sindhi log ko bhagna pada itne saalon mein, literally they're like more than half of them would get 20 minutes notice to leave the house.
Yeah. At any given moment, just fuck off.
Yeah. So 20 minute mein tum tumhara kya existence samito yaar.
They had portlies ready. Like all of them would just keep like ready fucking portlies. Yeah. Like emergency. Grab your kid, grab your portly and fuck off.
Yeah.
Just like parota pack karke, just dude, like leave.
Aur wo hai na, wo museum mein aisa hai na, first floor is about independence.
Hmm.
Okay. And then like the second floor and third floor is about partition and all. By the time you get done with first floor only, you're so depressed.
Yeah.
I was looking at Shubha, I'm like, I don't have the like emotional strength to keep going through. And she's like, we have to. Yeah, like, we have to know this.
Our fucking, like, not having to is nothing compared to people from our own fucking country.
And if more people were be able to see this partition museum, maybe they wouldn't be so fucking enthusiastic about the idea of a riot.
But that's what, right? Like, when the Bombay riots happened post Ayodhya also, it's just like a very dormant fucking, like, ki abhi trigger kar denge. Like, tumko chahiye kya? So it's like, saw a very brilliant fucking ad for a newspaper outlet only long back. Vijay Maurya is the person in the ad, okay? And it's like, I think he's a Hindu guy in the character. I don't know if he's a Muslim or a Hindu guy, but he's a barber, okay? Like he's in the thing.
Oh,
and
that short film,
right?
It's a great movie. Yeah. Rajkumar Rao is in that movie, right?
I think Rajkumar Rao. So the customer is Rajkumar Rao and Vijay Maurya is the hair cutting person, and they're both friends. So one of them is Hindu, one of them is Muslim, and they're talking and they're chatting ki ghar pe sab khairiyat and all of that's happening. Suddenly outside on the pavement of the barber shop, there's like a fire riot happening ki like maro Muslim ko maro or Hindu hai and all that. And in a moment's notice, they both just exchange glance and the barber cuts the guy's neck. Okay, the guy bleeds out on his chair and he goes out and realizes there's a fucking film shoot happening outside about that topic. So he just killed a man based on the first information he got.
Yeah.
So that whole motive was like, don't fucking believe the first thing you get. And now this whole, the WhatsApp devaluation of what we have come down to, it's like, I hear my own brother-in-law talk fucking bullshit rhetoric, dude. In lo kaise hota hai, inko aise, jahan pe aajate lo gandagi machate. He's talking all this because he's doing the fucking, you know, we are like doing binder to Aerolika train travel. So he's getting that same fucking bullshit regurgitated now in train groups. So I'm just like, ki hamare, like I go to Christmas party and I'm fucking fighting with my fucking family. That's what it is right now.
Yeah, man. Don't fight with your family. Just give love. Love is all we need.
No, him too, nobody likes his family. So it's okay.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy especially.
Take a break.
Welcome back, Vartalab. Second part of this episode, Just Us.
I'm very happy when I get to travel and I come back from a 10-day trip because my brain is now fucking bursting with ideas.
Yeah.
Now I'm really like, I have spots all, like next 20 days, I think I'm getting on stage about 40, 45 times.
Nice.
So it'll be like, this is what is going to get translated into the next hour.
Yeah, I'm in a very weird zone right now because like with the special, we were hoping to record it in Bangalore only, but then we just on a whim recorded it in Bombay.
And it turned out fucking pretty great.
Good Friday ko. Friday ko show tha, Tuesday ko decide ke record karna hai. And I've been surrounded by wonderful people. I just can't thank them enough. I think I haven't thanked them enough, but then I'm just
you
like,
shouldn't also. Yeah, it gets to their heads.
I want to see what comes out of it because we might just record in Bangalore. I don't know. It's just like it's up in the situation.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad that this happened. Like, I took a chance at least and everybody turned out. But like now, going into the special again, like now going to different cities and
now doing it is weird, no?
Now doing it is weird because I'm like, yeah, it's ho gaya. Like now if I add anything new to the fucking improv nature of my special, I'm like, yeah, record nahi kiya hai,
you know, this same thing I'm feeling right now with Nasty because like we've got it.
Yeah.
We've got some whatever version of it. And now, you know, I still have a month and a half or 2 months actually of Nasty left.
Yeah.
My solution is, I'm just going to start writing the next show. Like,
yeah, that's for sure.
I have so many ideas that were for Filthy, which need to be tried out and worked on. So, if you're watching Nasty, you're going to see the best version of Nasty.
Yeah, because you're just having fun right now.
Yeah, because now it's just like...
It's the world of any.
Also, I was very upset with Nasty as a special because I felt like I'm too old for this shit. Like, I wrote something back in 2019 and I'm still doing it pretending like I'm a 20-something year old. I'm not. Like, I'm closer to 30 now than I am to 20. So wo par insaan badal gaya. So I'm just happy it's done with and it's out of the fucking syllabus now. So
No man, but like even for us, my special, like we got to deck up the entire venue. We put a neon light.
So gorgeous.
It looks like even right now the photo stills that like Abhi shared from the camera people also, like the team that has been like working behind.
Are they on the group? No, you didn't put on the group.
Not on the group right now. But this one photo is just like so gorgeous, dude. It's so like, it's very me. You know what I'm saying? Somehow they cracked how to make a show that's very me. Where is
somehow.
It? Somehow. Somehow, like, look at this.
Yeah, I know. Dude, it looked fucking too good, dude. Yes.
And I didn't realize while performing how pink washed the entire room was. So when it comes out, of course, you'll get to see.
Yeah. And it'll be great because my special is all red wash and his is pink wash. It's yeah. like a proper vibe.
Yeah.
Mereko Nagpur mein stage pe chadke realize hua ki mera pura kamara lal hai.
Like the venue
performing. Yeah, like I had made the whole room lal. And I was like, oh, lal shehar mein lal kam aur pura audience. Karke.
Did you see the Chris Rock special?
I did see the Chris Rock special. I really enjoyed it. I think a lot of people didn't enjoy it, but I felt like it was nice, dude. He was not pulling punches. He was talking shit as he does.
Yeah.
And commenting. Actually, finally went back to commenting about the world as he used to.
Yeah.
Abhi wo nahi ho raha
hai. Three shows over the last, like, 2 weeks. Huh. There have been old couples, like, uncle, auntie turn up at my shows, okay? They haven't seen the poster description, kuch nahi. It's a queer stoner comedy showcase, I call it. But they still turn up, okay? And, like, you can tell because they're not having fun.
Yeah,
they're just not having fun. Even though, like, ideally, they are the perfect people to listen to my show because it's about my mom's acceptance of me. But it was just like, thane mein to pura ek moosada ke aayi thi aurat. I'm gonna release that reel also from that because I was so angry. Dude, wo pura 45 minutes, 50 minutes bina huske aise baithe dono aise aise, okay? And they're complaining ki it's cold. I'm like, there are other people also feeling cold. If you laugh, you'll feel warm, na? So, but me finally she was like, I'm feeling cold. I'm like, then you leave, please. You go, take your bad energy and you fuck off. To gayi, but mein uske upar kya?
Par dil to. ठंडा ना पत्थर दिल है वो ठंडा अंदर से आ रहा है वो बाहर का नहीं है
दीदी. And in Baroda, like, there was an old couple, but like they were very sweet because like they were sitting at the back of the venue and I spoke to them and everything. And then there were also like, there are certain things where I'll say where they'll be like, okay, maybe it's not a laugh out loud moment for us because we are older culturally, we are a little more sound, whatever. Yeah. So I was like, cool. But then I booked them with one question, okay? Like, their names I won't tell, but like A and S, they were, okay, together. And I'm like, A, have everything working properly in that department because I do a whole dick size joke in India, right? So he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm Pakka. She's like, yeah. So it became like, oh, she finally broke through where like, oh, it was something that we can chime in. Okay, it's not like a thing. Because like one more of my audience members said like, yes, daddy in the middle or something like that. So like, we have to break the ice together, right?
Yeah.
At this point. So it was just like, and then like, there were a bunch of people at the back in the Thane show who were not laughing because they were reducing the energy of the entire room because of that thing. So then, but me wo ut gaye, but wo log aur khul ke hasne lag gaye. And they were like, kya sada hua.
मैं तो डांट देता है लोगों को. देखो मेरा तो सिंपल है, तू आया हंसने को, हंस नहीं रहा है तो क्यों नहीं हंस रहा है? तो मैं डांटेगा, मैं चिल्लाता है. मैं अभी वो दिन अपना हैबिटेट का जो अपने रिकॉर्डिंग शो किया, मैं वो सुन रहा था टेप. मैं बहुत हंसा, मैं डांट ही रहा है ऑडियंस को आके. मैं हर बार आके ऑडियंस पे हंस रहा है. और ऐसा मतलब वो वाला नहीं, तू लौड़ू नहीं, लाइक ऐसा ठीक से इज्जत से पूछ के कि आप क्या करते हो, अच्छा आप लौड़े ऐसे करके.
मक्कन Akash and my work, and when we walk on stage, we get a feeling that people care for us a little bit. Second show, unke paas paisa tha, aur unko room bharna tha, so everybody just came and filled the room. Okay, imagine like a full room at Habitat, which is a nice room,
which is, and it's sold out. Aisa nahi ki ek bhi free mein ticket diya ya kuch bhi nahi. It's all paying audience, but none of them have seen me or anyone on the lineup or comedy for that matter. Like, they have just watched.
They're working against the tide.
Five of them have seen comedy before, and they're like, "Humne dekha, ab dikhao kya hota hai." Aur ab main nahi kaise? Aur and it was such a varied number of, like, it was Naveen, it was Sridhar, we and Gurpreet.
Yeah.
So it's a very different flavors of comics. मैं भी एक चौथा flavor, चार अलग अलग flavor दिया तुमको. तुमको भैंचोद कोनी खाना है, आइसक्रीम में मजा नहीं आ रहा है.
Yeah.
तो फिर क्यों आए हो? पर मजा आया. उधर डांट के जो निकाला है ना लाफ सो लोग से, मैं तो डांट तो चिल्ला देता है. तुम लोग नौकरी करता है फिजुल का भैंचोद, ऐसा सब बोलता है मैं उनको.
That day I was so like focused on getting a bit, but I was just like, if I just broken off and like
just let loose, dude.
Dude, how much we spend, people don't understand how much we have to, and especially like a room like Habitat is not cheap, by the way. It's one of the biggest comedy rooms in the country right now. So the rooms are booked 3 months in advance and everything. So we have to pay premium amount of money to get that out. And when it doesn't work out, it's just like,
I'm in no way blaming my wife for this, but I just want to reiterate how expensive vacations get once you're married.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And you know, and then it's like every time I take a vacation in my brain, I'm like, yaar, wo video bhi shoot karna hai. Video se paisa recover hoga, nahi hoga. Wo recover nahi hoga, to kahan se agla wala shoot karenge? Take that money managing balance that is there. And that's why comedians tend to take so long to shoot a video, right? You know?
Yeah.
Like, it, the pressure on the day is some next level shit.
Yeah.
And it's so,
it's make or break, essentially.
And it's, ऐसा नहीं है ना कि एग्जाम देना एक अलग चीज है. ओके कि तुम सही जवाब लिखो ना तो विद इन अ एस्टिमेटेबल मैट्रिक्स यू आर गोना गेट अ रिजल्ट लाइक दैट. इन कॉमेडी इट डजंट मैटर हाउ मच यू डन, इट डजंट मैटर हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू डन द फकिंग शो. यू नो लाइक इन माय नागपुर का सेकंड शो सम चूत गॉट अप एंड फकिंग वेंट टू टेक अ कॉल, मेरा पूरा बैकलाइट उड़ा दिया उसने, ट्रिप कर दिया पूरा, फ्यूज ही उड़ गया. And I'm fucking, and person, Anuj is also not in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, madachod, kahan gaya mera director? Hey, kahan tha tu?
He was like, he was outside. He was sorting transfer dump or something like that. He was telling.
That's the lie he told you. That's the lie. It takes three people to sort one dump, huh? Fucking.
Anuj, I tried.
Hagte wak bhi log tera hath pakadte, kya? Nonsense. So nobody is in the room, but one chut can ruin the. And you spent lakhs of rupees. You bought a line producer. You got the thing. You made it to the place. You took a day.
So for my special, the learning was just that do whatever we did not do properly at Akash special, do it the right way this time. So I was like, I just left everything to Abhi only. I'm like, you produce and you direct, Anuj. I will just show up like a diva. I did a mic check. I went home, came back in clothes.
That's fucking lucky for you, man. I didn't have that choice. When I first got to the venue, there is the stage ka depth at this place is around 6 feet and it's 8 feet by 6 feet. I get there. Anuj says, okay, Akash, you can only perform in the front 3 feet of the stage. I'm like, tu chutiya, that's smaller. Do you understand? 3 feet, that's smaller than backspace.
Yeah.
Okay, and piche kya pata hai? Piche diwar nahi hai, khali hai piche. He's just like, piche nahi jane ka light aayega tere pe. I'm like, tu light kyun lagaya aise?
Those were backlit also, no?
I got fucking, I said, fuck you, no, I'm not going to perform in 3 feet. You are going to fix this.
Anuj had like the bright idea to put backlight on me also. A night before my special recording. उसको रात को 11 बजे चमका कि अगले दिन के 8 बजे के recording के लिए.
मैं उसको तभी deter करने के लिए बोला अगर light free में नहीं मिला तो नहीं करेंगे. And as fate would have it, वो light free में मिल गया.
Yeah, that's thanks to my boyfriend actually. He bargained properly and his good juvies came out. But otherwise it would not have worked out because like my show का like my wife show का DOP got involved in the conversation. रात को 1 बजे हम लोग conference call कर रहे उसके साथ. वो बिचारा अगले दिन आया अंकित माथे, shout out, what a fucking great person dude. He was a head DOP on a show.
Nice.
Guy made sure that the room looks like the way it looks eventually. So, like, and we got like 2 upper lights which are all pink. Yeah. So and it turned on only when I went on stage. It was like some of these diva moments we enjoyed.
It's so great. And it's what I feel is like it's like a lot like if you guys listen to the Sumit Saurav episode.
Yeah.
When it boils down to it, if you've been a nice person and you've genuinely created a community of people around you and you're part of a creative community, everyone comes together to make the thing happen for you.
Yeah.
You know, even with J-Spot, like as far as venues go, like there is, see J-Spot is apna venue. Matlab, usme apna do sides hai. Apna as in apna dost hai aur apna apne ko khayal rakhte hai. Aur dusra hug deta hai Pankaj bahut.
Yeah.
पर ये टाइम
वो प्यार में हगता है
प्यार में हग देता
हूँ. I never scold him. I always like I always
he's like a younger brother.
Admonish him.
Admonish.
Yeah.
So like you know even they came together and the way that was also done. Yeah, I think was fucking great.
When you आपके हवाले कर दिया उसने सब. And for me like surprisingly like I it'll come out when it comes out. But like there was a standing ovation at the end.
Yeah. Which was the first one the club has ever gotten.
Yeah, the club has ever gotten. And me properly fully like I've had like in my middle of my shows people standing up to agree to a joke and everything. But like a collective standing ovation was like something else. उसमें भी ऐसा हुआ कि जो अंकल आंटी आए जे स्पॉट में भी मैं उनको जानबूझ के बोला था कि इनको पीछे बैठाओ, I don't want them in the front ever anyway. वो लोग उल्टे निकलने के लिए वेन्यू में से. ओके एंड देन लाइक एवरीबॉडी एल्स स्टूड अप फॉर स्टैंडिंग ओवेशन. सो दे वर लाइक ओके लेट्स जस्ट वेट बैक एंड आई एम लाइक अंकल आप जाओ, आपको जाने का प्लीज डोंट एक्ट लाइक यू केयर. So and that's a fucking problem, right? Like there could be 48 people standing for me for my show. Two of them were not for me. I'm feeling ki ye log kyun hai? What is this career? What is this life? Why are we like this as humans? I don't understand.
I've only gotten 2 standing ovations so far, and in the moment I felt so disgusted that I scolded them and told them to sit back down.
Yeah, you don't know how to like. There's no
nobody teaches you how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have any AMAs? Any questions that are coming in? One AMA we had. Ramanathan is saying going South Goa for 3 to 4 day trip soon. Any recce recommendations of things to do, places to eat, coming for Good Child Bangalore after that?
Yes. Okay, Goa, I think South Goa, Patna.
I think this
Ashram.
We should do on the group because there are a lot of resources we can both give. Like Sumed also has that list of South Goa and all.
Yeah.
But we'll get back to you on the group, man, for this because I think there's a fuck ton. And if you're listening and you don't know what the group is, you can become a member on the YouTube channel and you get
club
into this exclusive club where there are stripper poles and
dollars.
And takmaria also.
Takmaria kya hota hai? Sounds like...
अरे सब्जा
sounds like Maria who has to tuck her penis with a tape and do drag.
any other EMAs? I don't think hai or EMAs.
All right, members, we'll see you on the group. Non-members, become members. If you're listening to this on Saturday, thank you so much for listening to this on Saturday. Thursday ko premium access milta hai, all uncut footage that you can't see on the show. We say a lot of things clearly because we have no filters. But for our members, they love us and they care for what our mental breakdown is fun for them. Okay, so enjoy that while it lasts. And thank you so much for joining in again.
And if you're watching on YouTube, by the way, like, leave a comment, like, subscribe, kar do kuch kar do, to hum log ko thoda isse prosahan mile, hai na, wo zaruri hai hamare liye. Okay, thank you guys. It's been another week at Vartalab.